This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In every generation, there are people who have to make the ultimate sacrifice. We have hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters today in Gaza who are making that sacrifice, whose lives are being taken from them, who are being killed and murdered and massacred. But this is not a new tradition. This story is as old as the Ummah itself. And inshallah, in this series, we're going to be talking about the martyrs from the time and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a source of comfort and inspiration. One of the most unique and fascinating stories from the time and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the story of Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha was kidnapped from his village, from outside his village, when he was a young boy. And then he was sold into slavery. Ultimately, he came into the possession of Hakim bin Hizam, who was the cousin of our mother Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. He would become Muslim later on. He gifted her to Khadija. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she gave him as a servant to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam basically treated him like a family member. He raised him like he was his own. And so much so that when revelation came, when the mission of the prophethood of the Prophet ﷺ began, Zayd bin Haritha accepted Islam immediately. He's mentioned by many to be the first person outside of the immediate family of the Prophet ﷺ, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, his children, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the next person was Zayd bin Haritha. He became Muslim. He was amongst the first handful of Muslims. And he was very close to the Prophet ﷺ. Eventually, someone in Mecca recognized him and realized who he was, and they gave word to his family members, and his family members actually came to Mecca and said, "We finally found you. We're here to take you home with us. Come home, join your home, come back home, be with your family." And he, when they told the Prophet ﷺ, "Send him with us," the Prophet ﷺ said, "I don't want to force him to do anything. I want him to be happy." And he gave him the choice. If you'd like to stay, you can stay. And if you'd like to go, you absolutely can go. And he said something remarkable. He said, Amma ana, falastu billadhi akhtaru alayka ahadan. Anta minni bimakan al-ab wal-um. He says, "I would never ever choose anyone over you, O Messenger of Allah. You are more important to me than a father and a mother combined." And that was his relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were like family. And it was actually that moment when he made that statement of choosing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya man hadar ishhadu bi anna Zaydan ibni." Oh, everyone who is present, take note of the fact that Zayd is like a son to me. And from that point on forward, he was known as Zayd, the son of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ultimately, eventually, the verse of the Quran would be revealed, instructing us as Muslims to maintain lineage, and that someone should be known by their proper lineage, and that's why we remember him as Zayd ibn Haritha. But the point of me sharing that story was I wanted to explain exactly how close he was to the Prophet ﷺ and what the Prophet ﷺ meant to him and what he meant to the Prophet ﷺ. Ultimately, the moment came where the Prophet ﷺ needed his leadership. He needed Zayd to serve the deen and the religion and the cause. And so the Prophet ﷺ put him in charge of the army. that was being sent to go and fight against the northern armies that represented Rome. And the Prophet ﷺ put Zayd bin Haritha in charge of the army. And tragically and unfortunately, but most courageously and valiantly, Zayd fought and fell in battle. And he was martyred and he was shaheed in the Battle of Mu'ta, Ghazwa Mu'ta, which was in the 7th year or 8th year of Hijrah. And the Prophet ﷺ had so much love for Zayd bin Haritha that in the aftermath of the passing of Zayd, the Prophet ﷺ, he made dua for him. He said, Allahumma ghfir li Zayd, Allahumma ghfir li Zayd, Allahumma ghfir li Zayd. Oh Allah, forgive Zayd. Oh Allah, forgive Zayd. Oh Allah, forgive Zayd. And then the Prophet ﷺ went to go visit the family members of Zayd to console them. Wa ajhasha bil buka. And then the Prophet ﷺ became overcome with emotion when he saw the daughter of Zayd, Ruqayya bint Zayd, when he saw her crying at the passing of her father. The Prophet ﷺ became overcome with emotion. And his eyes started to well up with tears. And one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, Sa'd bin Ubadah, he said, Ya Rasulallah mahadha, O Messenger of Allah, why are you becoming so emotional? And the Prophet ﷺ said, هَذَا شَوْقُ الْحَبِيبِ إِلَىٰ حَبِيبِهِ. That when someone is very beloved to someone else, this is how they express their love for them and how deeply they miss them. And there's a beautiful moment when Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he one time gave some gifts and responsibilities to Usama, who was the son of Zayd, over his own son Abdullah bin Umar. And when Abdullah bin Umar, the son of Umar bin al-Khattab, kind of wondered, why did you prefer Usama over me? Subhanallah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ أَحَبْ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنْكَ. I gave him, I preferred him because he was more beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than you. And then he said, وَإِنَّ أَبَاهُ كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنْ أَبِيكَ. And his father, Zayd bin Haritha, was more beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than your father, Umar bin al-Khattab. The Umar says, Zayd was more beloved to the Prophet ﷺ than I was. And that is the story of Zayd bin Haritha, the shaheed, the martyr of Mu'ta, and how near and dear and beloved he was to the Prophet ﷺ. And there's a particular point that I wanted to make here. He was so beloved to the Prophet ﷺ, but the Prophet ﷺ still allowed him to serve on the front lines. Because sometimes sacrifices are needed. Sacrifices of people, of things that are very near and dear and beloved to us are necessary in order for the mission to move forward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon all the martyrs, all the shuhada. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite them with their loved ones in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.